Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have learned this afternoon that Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes suffered an injury at his ranch in Port St. Lucie. Apparently a serious ankle injury. Live on our news line, Mets broadcaster Wayne Randazzo. Wayne, we appreciate you coming on. What can you tell us?
Well, it sounds like from what Brody Van Wagenen said, basically Cespedes stepped into a hole at his ranch in Port St. Lucie and twisted up his ankle to the point where he suffered multiple fractures in his right ankle. So he's going to be needing treatment on that in addition to the rehabbing he's been doing on his heel surgery. So really his timeline now completely up in the air.
Does Brody have any idea how long it may take to recover from these multiple fractures?
He may have one, but he has not shared that idea. And I would imagine, again, considering that he would not have been able to play really this year until August anyway, that this would have to knock him out for the remainder of the season, and then maybe even call into question what his availability will be like for 2020, considering that he is coming back from the two heel surgeries. And now, again, these are multiple fractures. So it's not just one break in his ankle. This was at least two breaks in his right ankle. So it sounds like a pretty serious injury.
Hey, Wayne, I know that injuries are a part of sports, but you have to feel for Yoenis Cespedes. This guy's been a snake bit.
Yeah, to some degree. You know, I think the heel surgeries popped up on him and was something that he'd been kind of trying to play through. And, you know, we don't know the nature of this accident, if he was doing something that might be against what his contract may allow him to do. So that's certainly a possibility at this point that, you know, something happened that was maybe a little bit more work than he should have been doing on his ranch in Florida. And we'll see. But as far as that goes, you know, the Mets will have to do their due diligence on the nature of this accident and what Cespedes is saying about it.
Insult to injury, Seth Lugo, the pitcher, now out with a shoulder injury. That hurts.
It does. It's a problem he's been dealing with to some degree for all season, and now it's to a point where he can't pitch through it. So Drew Gagneau was actually supposed to start tonight, will stay in the bullpen, and he will kind of absorb that role that Lugo had been as that late-inning setup man type of reliever instead of being used as the long man, which is why they called up Hector Santiago to be the long man, in a sense, if they need a few innings out of one pitcher from the bullpen in case Wilmer Font has a tough time on the mound tonight.
The big headline, of course, Yoenis Cespedes, the Mets outfielder, already out with heel injuries, suffers multiple fractures in his right ankle in an accident at his ranch in Port St. Lucie. Wayne Randazzo, we'll hear you on the radio tonight. Mets and Nats at Citi Field. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.